Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting very appropriately with Jesse White, who is the manager at Omaha Rome Store. And Jesse, hello to you.
Hi, how are you doing?
Good. And give us the address for your store.
We are at 92nd Center there in Omaha, just real close to the interstate.
But of course, what we're going to talk about mostly, any Rome store you go to are going to have kind of the same information, but maybe with a little twist because different people have different ideas.
Exactly. Everything that I'm going to talk about as far as product-wise is going to be at every store we have, but, you know, there's different ideas and opinions out there, so.
You bet. Well, Jesse, of course, was with us at the garden seminar last Saturday, and we were just happy to have him there to talk about lawns specifically. We may mention a few other things, but Jesse, what should we be doing with our lawns right now?
Right now, we need to get our lawns prepped. It's the weather's really going to give us some good hints of what's going on. With the weather being as warm as it is now, we really need to start thinking about putting down our pre-emergence, our crabgrass vendors, and our first shot of our fertilizer. It's really important to get that first step on, because if you don't get it on early, those crabgrass weeds are going to start germinating, then you put down the weed preventer all for naught. So once the ground temperature gets between that 50 and 60 degree range, I'd really recommend to put that on there.
Okay, ground temperature between 50 and 60. We're not quite there, but if we have many more days in the 70s, it'll be getting there.
We're going to get pretty darn close to that. I know I've seen some 80s coming up, but then it's going to drop back into the 50s, pretty seasonable. So there's still a couple weeks. You know, there's about a month span there to get that on there, but I'd rather be early than late.
Okay, good point, because as you say, once those weeds have come up, the pre-emergence is kind of off or not.
Oh, yeah, once those weeds, those crabgrass starts growing and germinating, there's not a whole lot you can do about it. You know, then you're going to start worrying about spraying and that kind of stuff and handling chemicals, and some people don't like to do that. It's just good to be ready and get it down beforehand.
What about fertilizing?
Oh, fertilizing, the product that we carry has a fertilizer in it. It's really good, real high in nitrogen, gets that lawn nice and green quickly. You know, you start seeing that stuff come up, but once you put the fertilizer on, get it watered in, you'll really see a boost in the way that's going to green up for you.
And then what do you recommend in the number of times to fertilize a lawn? I know partly it depends on what results you want, but kind of what do you tell people?
Well, there's a different thing. We can customize lawn programs. It really going to depend on what you have in your area. If you don't have a sprinkler system, that's going to do it, because if you put down a lot of fertilizer and not going to get consistent watering in, you want to use less, anywhere between 4 and 5. But if you have a consistent timing water system in your yard, you can go up to 6 times, even more if you use the right product. We sell 6-bag, 5-bag, and 4-bag programs with all sorts of stuff on them. So.
Okay. So you really, if you haven't had that experience, you really need to talk to you or someone like you to say, this is what I want my lawn to do. Now how do I get there?
Oh, yeah, exactly. If you're just starting in the lawn program or just purchased a house or just really want to get back into doing things, bring a notebook or think about all the questions you want and come on in. We'd be happy to walk through every single thing we have for your lawn to go with you. It's a simple product. You know, we try to make it simple for everybody. We offer services as storing lawn. We'll store your lawn fertilizer for you. So you come on in and say, hey, I'm ready for my next step. We do have an email program where we'll email you when it's time to put on your next stuff so you don't forget. There's all sorts of things we'll do. We do offer some rebates on the fertilizer programs, and we do offer our fund money. If anyone's familiar with Earl May, you get the fund money, which are half off. So there's all sorts of advantages.
What if I just have some spots? You know, something's happened and I have a spot here, a spot there. When do I reseed? You know, how do I just take care of that spot?
Okay, if you're doing seeding, just spot seeding, you can start going now. I'd actually rather try to get that seed in a little early, let it work into the soil rather than put it on top. Now would be fine. It's probably just a little bit early, but it's starting now. So go with that, rake that area out, put the new area. We actually have a seed starting or a lawn repair kit that you can rake everything out, get that nice fresh soil on there, put it on, put the grass seed fertilizer mixture on there, water it in, and just kind of keep your consistent watering and you'll be all set. Now, I do recommend if you're going to do a big lawn seeding job, overhaul your entire yard, I'd wait till the fall, something like that. Your crabgrass preventers that you put down in the first year can really aggravate and keep your grass seed from germinating also.
Yeah, good reminder not to plan to put that on those spots. I just have a few spots, but even then, I kind of mark those out, I guess, so I'm going, I don't want to put my crabgrass preventer in that spot. Let's talk about some other things. What's happening? What are the kinds of things that you have in the stores right now that people who want to get out there and do something, what kinds of things are available right now?
Well, of course, the first sign of spring are pansies. You know, you start to see those yellow and purple and blossoms that you've got going on. That's the first sign of spring. You know, you get a good stretch of 50-degree days, we'll get pansies coming in. Actually, and we just got potatoes and onion sets in. The plants aren't in yet, but the onion sets in. They can take that cool weather really well. So, you know, they say you want to have your potatoes in the ground by, Good Friday. So there's still a couple weeks left, but it's coming up. Asparagus just arrived into the store. Garlic just got in, and shallots, we're starting to do those. We're actually starting to carry some really neat organic different varieties of potatoes. So if you're looking for weird fingerlings and organic and just some strange stuff, we're starting to get into that stuff too.
Yeah, and I think people are more interested. I mean, if they've are kind of into that mode, you know, they are more interested in trying something new, and those fingerling potatoes are kind of cool. I've planted some of those. They're pretty neat.
You know, and that's kind of what you said earlier is just right. You know, people are starting to pay a lot more attention to where their food comes from, and gardening is starting to become huge, as you know, a lot of us have been doing it for a while, but even there's a lot of newbies coming in, but we can help everyone out. And there's a lot of really neat fingerlings, you know, broccoli and cauliflower and cabbage and coal crops. We've got a new plant called Asparabrock, which is kind of looks like a cross between asparagus and broccoli. It's really interesting. I've never heard of it. I'm planting it in my garden this year, but it's really interesting. I've done some research, and it'll be a fun one at least.
Okay, and those, we're going to buy the plants?
Yes, you buy them in a six-pack plant and just plant those up, and they can take the cool weathers, you know. If we're going to get anything below freezing, I'd recommend covering up. You know, we're still in that time where we can get a snow yet, so be real careful.
But, you know, it can be a warm snow too. But anyhow, that below freezing, that's the kind of key there, that if it's going to get down there, probably better protect them a little bit.
Oh, yeah, exactly. If it's going to get below freezing, I'd take a bed sheet and cover up as much as I can, pin it down, keep the frost off that stuff. That's the damaging thing. They can take the cold weather, but if we get a hard frost on that stuff, it's going to burn up, and you'll be planting your stuff two or three times before you start get a good crop on it.
And you've mentioned a few of those cool weather crops. We did have a presentation at the garden seminar on all of those, and there are many that can be planting. One that we haven't talked about that I'm sure you have seeds for are the beets.
Oh, the beets are great. Beets are actually one of my favorite things to do. I'm not a fan of the pickled ones, but a fresh beet's great. You know, get those in, and they grow quickly. You know, it's not a 60 or 100 day thing. You can have them turned out between 30 and 60 days. So you'll be able to pull your beets and plant something else in there.
Right. Now, you mentioned the timeline. I'm thinking some of the people who are new to gardening mm-hmm. don't realize how much information is on that seed package.
Oh, goodness. You know, when you're looking for seed, you know, pay attention and see what you like, but look on the back of there. That's going to tell you days to germination, ready in amount of days. So you can kind of rotate your crops through, you know, get your lettuces and your spinach and your coal crops growing, and then you can follow up behind that with your tomatoes and your peppers and your beans and all that stuff. Really pay attention to that. There's a lot of information people are missing out.
Mm-hmm. And some of those could go in some pots if you don't have a lot of ground.
Oh, yeah. You know, you say that container gardening is huge. You know, there's hundreds of thousands of different kinds of pots, and you can buy a pot of tomatoes and set them out on the front porch and water them every day, and they'll go crazy. You know, just add a little extra fertilizer to those. And
have you ever tried the upside down tomatoes?
I have. They're really neat, and they sold like crazy. It's funny. We carried those for years and couldn't keep them on the shelves, and then I think the market hit, and then we were stuck with a whole bunch of them. You know, they're really great for people with limited space, and they take a lot of water, and they do really well. They'll grow really well. The biggest deal with those, if you still have those, they're great and usable. But after the plant sucks all the soil out of the potting soil you'll put in there, be real persistent on fertilizing those things, because the tomatoes and anything you put in there is going to suck all the fertilizer out of the soil put in there. So make sure and add more.
Yeah, because there's not a ton of soil in there. So we've been just visiting with Jesse White, kind of giving us a spring update here from Earl May. And just one last word of wisdom here. Jesse, any got one last word to tell us?
Oh, yeah. You know, I'm going to say spring is here, you know. And when I say that, I'm going to say we're excited and we wanted to say, but be prepared for cold, because we always get cold.
All right. Thank you so much, Jesse White. And until next time, just think about spring is coming, and you can plant small or plant big.